There's hardly a parent of a schoolchild or a member of a nonprofit group who hasn't had to take part in a silent auction, writing bids by hand for autographed baseballs or catered dinners. Now silent auctions are giving way to something a little noisier.
I'm going to kind of ease into it. Order down, give $100. Order down, give $100. One amount two, one amount three, one amount four, one amount five.
Auctioneers who usually preside over livestock sales and commercial liquidations are doing nonprofit fundraisers. Ruby DeLuna reports from member station KUOW in Seattle.
Inside Seattle's Fairmont Hotel, a bidding war is underway.
On the Mariners tickets, here we go, start us off again.
The Seattle Hebrew Academy is holding a live auction as part of its annual gala event. Several hundred guests fill the ballroom for a seven-course dinner. Between the Mediterranean sampler and potato leek soup, the bidding heats up. This one is for a pair of Seattle Mariners versus Yankees baseball tickets.
Give them a big round of applause. It's a great bid.
The school used to put on its own auctions, but 5 years ago, Academy officials tried something different, professional auctioneers. Connie Cantor is the Academy's development director.
They really understand the crowds, and they really understand how an auction flows. And so much of the auctions is pacing. The energy in the room and the people in the room, and everybody's just feeling so positive about the organization they really care about.
That positive energy sets benefit auctions apart from commercial auctions. In a commercial auction, the buyer hopes to spend as little as possible.
The motivation of a person who comes to a benefit auction, we hope, is entirely different.
Kip Toner has been a professional auctioneer since 1970.
We hope that person comes not with the idea of how little can I pay for the item, but how much can I pay for the item because the money is going to the charity.
Toner is based in Seattle but calls benefit auctions all over the country. He says his job is to make the event profitable, but he also sees his role as an entertainer to make sure guests have a good time.
In the long run, if you treat people well and they have a lot of fun, they're likely to want to come back to that charity's events.
And returning guests mean stronger relationships with a charity. Last year alone, benefit auctions raised more than $15.5 billion. Harlan Rimmerman of the National Auctioneers Association expects that to grow. He says nonprofits are looking to benefit auctions for ways to make their events stand out.
It's harder and harder to kind of extract that money from people. The neat thing about benefit auctions is it's a fun time. You know, the nice thing is you don't mind having people reach into your pockets and take money out, as opposed to, you know, all the calls and the little kids knocking on the door or something.
Commercial auctioneers are taking note, too. Increasingly, they're asked to help out at their community events. Renee Jones is a second-generation auctioneer from Gainesville, Texas.
In the last 2 years, I've probably gone from doing one a month to 3 to 4 a month. So when you think about the following that you're developing, then you realize you have a very awesome responsibility to be able to do a good job for them.
The National Auctioneers Association has responded to this growing demand with several workshops around the country. At a recent session in Seattle, professionals like Jones learned the fine points of organizing a benefit auction, such as finding event sponsors. They also picked up some secrets of the trade. Buffet dinners slow things down, and desserts, especially chocolate, are a must-have because they put people in a good mood. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.